During Dale Newman's trial in 2009, he never apologized for using prayer instead of modern medicine as 11-year-old Madeline Karras slipped into a diabetic coma and died. Newman was outspoken on the witness stand, telling the jury that prayer alone could have saved his daughter.
I'm bending over and crouching over and crying out in agony and pain. I said, God, we're so blind!
More than a year later, Dale Newman was back in court, this time sitting quietly, as his new attorney, Steve Miller, accused trial attorney Jay Cronenwetter of making mistakes.
You failed to adequately present or preserve a faith-healing defense. A failure to object to the trial court's religion instruction.
Miller said Cronenwetter should have clearly objected to Judge Vincent Howard's instructions to the jury when he told them that freedom of religion protected Dale Newman's beliefs, but not his conduct. Cronenwetter agreed with Miller on a second point, that Dale Newman's jurors should not have known that his wife Lalani had been convicted earlier on the same charges.
The circumstances surrounding both cases were identical. Dale and Lalani were faced with the same observations, certainly of their daughter's condition. It would be my opinion that that knowledge of the prior conviction would have to influence their decision.
Attorneys for Lalani Newman asked for a new trial last week. Judge Vincent Howard is expected to rule on her request and Dale's request in mid-April. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.